Alrighty, Mr. Michael Ashley, my dear new friend. Very grateful that you are here with us, and I'm very excited to have you on Perlusum. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, let's get right into it. What is your business?
My business is turning my clients into thought leaders through the power of writing and storytelling.
Perfect. I love that. Why did you start your business? Or what compelled you to start this business?
What compelled me to start this business is that I always wanted to be a writer, and I was finding that I wasn't doing what I wanted to do in Hollywood. I didn't like that they were just making the same kind of movies again and again and sequels, and I didn't find that there was much substance behind them. My undergrad was in philosophy, and I came to Hollywood to say something, and I wasn't really saying something like I wanted to. And so I pivoted to publishing in 2015. And what I love about what I do is not only do I get to learn from all of these amazing people, but I get to get their messages and their ideas out to the world. And so in a lot of ways, we're creating something together. It's a collaboration, it's a meeting of the minds. And so what I love about that is that every one of these projects is benefiting the world. My wife, who actually had the idea to start this business because she's a writer too, we met in film school. We made a very conscious decision that we wanted to put good out in the world. And so with each of these projects, we're doing that.
Absolutely. No, and I applaud you for it. I think what you do is really, really important. It's very impactful. It's all about impact, right? Just the work that you're doing, it's about getting these business owners or getting anybody, right, that really wants to become that thought leader. And it leads me to the question is like, who would you say the ideal people that you work with are, or who do you typically work with?
I typically work with the leaders of companies, whether it's a business owner or the CEO. Those are mostly my clients. They often are type A personalities, people with a lot of ambition, enthusiasm, excitement, who really want to share their vision with the world.
When it comes to a prospective client, what would you say the ideal conversation you're looking to have with them is?
The ideal conversation would be them telling me their idea and us finding a way to develop that idea together to bring it to life. Sometimes, well, actually quite often, the books are just the beginning. So for instance, I'll write a book with a client, but it'll lead to a series of articles, or it will lead to a speaking career or consulting. And so the book is how you get there. And what I often say is, it's not that I just do it for them in terms of I'm providing the service, but it's how I built my business myself. So for instance, a lot of the books that I write about, I became a subject matter expert myself. I've now written 5 books on artificial intelligence and big data, and I'm a columnist with Forbes due to writing just one book to begin with on artificial intelligence. So it enables me to build a business based on it. And in an age in which there's just so much content coming at us, it's wonderful to have a book as a vehicle to open the door, because a book legitimizes your ideas and your thoughts, gets you out there, become a published author, and that really opens so many different doors in your life.
This one just came to me thinking about it. What do you feel or what do you notice that holds people back from putting themselves out there at first?
I think there's a degree of fear. You are being vulnerable, you're sharing your ideas with the world, and so it can be a little bit scary. Also, I think that this is something I think I very much help with. You can write a book about so many different things. You may have all these different ideas. It's how you bring them down to earth in an outline that's thorough, but it's not too much, right? You can write, a 1,000-page book that no one's ever going to read. So it's also a degree of discernment and figuring out what it is you exactly want to say. How can you narrow your focus? And I think for first time authors, that can be the real challenge. What are we going to write about? And so I really help serve as a sounding board and a creative partner in that way, kind of a thought partner, if you will.
What do you feel is currently missing in the marketing industry right now?
The marketing industry?
Or just it could be in your industry, right? I know you're kind of in the marketing content, you cover a lot of places, but what would you say, just as a subject matter expert, what would you say is currently missing, if there is anything?
Courage. I think that what's missing is courage, people willing to say things that they know that would get them into trouble or that could get them canceled. This has been something that's come up with some of the past few books that I've written for clients, where unfortunately, due to our very polarized zeitgeist right now, it's difficult to share ideas and thoughts. You're worried about what are your friends going to say? What are your peers going to say in your business or your industry? And so I think it's very difficult at this moment to say certain things unless you are have a approved message by the powers that be. And so I think that in the same way, fear is contagious, courage is contagious as well. And once someone steps out there, other people are empowered and emboldened by someone that acts bravely.
I really like what you said there. Courage is contagious as well. I never really thought of it that way. And I really like how you bring that to light. How would you say that you're leading the way with the work that you do, just in general or in the world around you, your local business community or just on a national level?
How am I leading the way? I would say that I'm trying to be bold and brave in that way and to take on subjects that can be difficult. So for instance, I have a new book out that I co-wrote with Robert Grant, and it's on the dangers of techno-fascism. And so we're seeing this right now in terms of shadow banning, in terms of the new social credit system that they're trying to import here to the West. And it still is kind of hard to put yourself out there. But I think that Fast Company was wonderful because they took a chance on us. They published that book. And we are now in 60 airport bookstores in the Hudson News section from coast to coast. And I hope that gives people a sense that they can do that too, that they can get their ideas out there.
What advice would you have for someone who's looking to really start writing that first book? Maybe has some good things to say, doesn't know if they should, but coming from your expert opinion and how you help these, you know, these individuals put that out there, what advice would you have for them to say, hey, you can do this, you know?
There's two schools of thought. One is the so-called the plotters, the people that outline, and the other ones are the pantsers, the people that write from the seat of their pants. I've done both in my life. I highly recommend that if it's your first book, you become a plotter. Outline everything that you can, and then go ahead and write. And so you need to write every single day. And what I tell people is the reason why writer's block sets in or they get discouraged is because there's an emotional basis too. It can feel daunting. And if you give up and you stop writing for a day or two, it's only going to make it worse. You're going to have inertia there. And so I recommend it's like a sprint in the beginning. Once you get done with that outline, get as much of it as you can out of your head, get it onto the page. Even if it's not your best possible work, you can always go back and edit it. However, if you do the opposite, if you hem and haw over what you're going to write about and you feel like, you know, it's not good enough and you just hold off on it, you're not going to get that book done and you're just never going to complete anything. And so it's very much an emotional journey as well. And I recommend highly that you get out and do it.